Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Donate to the Associated Press and subscribe to Reuters. The Associated Press and Reuters are renowned for providing top-notch journalism, offering the best investigative stories and up-to-date news from the White House and Congress. By donating to the Associated Press, individuals can support the fight for the First Amendment and ensure access to reliable news. Subscribing to Reuters grants readers award-winning journalism, exemplified by their 2024 Polk Award-winning piece on the Musk Industrial Complex. Make a difference by donating to the AP at their website and subscribing to Reuters for $1 a month or $45 a year. Your contribution will help uphold democracy, free speech, and access to trustworthy information during uncertain times. Cherished Mom announces 5th annual Pregnancy and Postpartum Psychosis Awareness Day to raise critical awareness for maternal mental health. Cherished Mom, a nonprofit organization focused on maternal mental health, is hosting the 5th annual Pregnancy and Postpartum Psychosis Awareness Day on May 2, 2025. This campaign aims to raise awareness about postpartum psychosis, a serious disorder affecting 1 to 2 out of every 1,000 deliveries. With symptoms like hallucinations and mood swings, timely intervention is crucial, as PPP carries a 5% suicide rate and a 4% infanticide rate. Founder Christina Dulaney emphasizes the need for increased awareness, education, and advocacy to prevent tragedies and support affected families. Early identification and intervention can lead to recovery. To participate, share educational resources and spread the message online. Learn more at ppawarenessday.org. 7 Stroke Advocates Recognized Nationwide for Resilience and Community Impact. The American Stroke Association is honoring 7 nationwide recipients through its annual Stroke Hero Awards, celebrating survivors, caregivers, healthcare professionals, and advocates advancing awareness and support for the stroke community. Winners include Lana Wilhelm, who wrote a guide for caregivers, Carolyn Brown, who founded Stroke OT Inc., and Sheila Beal, whose quick actions saved her husband. Helping kids with hemiplegia empowers young survivors. Mackenzie Childs raises awareness as a patient ambassador. Brisa Alfaro educates and empowers others. And Kathleen O'Leary created a support group in Buffalo. These heroes demonstrate resilience and impact in the stroke community, advocating for survivors year-round.
Disabled Arizona father files federal ADA lawsuit against judge and justice court over retaliatory contempt charge. Joseph Lathis, a disabled father of 5 and mouth cancer survivor, has filed a federal civil rights and ADA lawsuit against Round Valley Justice Court and Judge Butch Gunnels in Arizona. The complaint alleges serious violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, Rehabilitation Act, and constitutional protections. Despite presenting medical records, Lathis was denied counsel during his trial and forced to proceed with limited accommodations. Judge Gunnels later issued a contempt order, suggesting retaliation after Lathis filed an appeal and separate lawsuit. The federal lawsuit seeks relief, damages, and a jury trial, citing concerns about systemic discrimination in the court's handling of disability claims. Lathis has launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise legal funds and awareness for disability rights and has requested a DOJ investigation into the judge for abuse of power and retaliation.
Keep Abreast awards $100,000 to breast cancer survivors in 5th year of groundbreaking program. The Keep Abreast Foundation announces the 5th cycle of its Give Back Grant program, awarding $100,000 to women of color impacted by breast cancer. In partnership with Curvy Couture and Smart and Sexy, the funding will benefit 200 breast cancer patients and survivors, launched in 2020, the program addresses the disproportionate impact on communities of color. To date, over $700,000 in microgrants have been provided to ease financial burdens. Recipients are selected through a community-centered review process and must self-identify as BIPOC. Keep Abreast encourages donations to sustain and expand future cycles of the program. For more information, visit keepabreast.org/givebackgrant.
Teresa Griffin, the talented soul singer, songwriter, and storyteller sensation, is coming to a city near you. Teresa Griffin, the talented soul singer, songwriter, and storyteller sensation, is captivating audiences with her raw, confident, and creatively unmatched voice. Born the daughter of a minister, her early gospel roots laid the foundation for the powerful storytelling and emotional depth she brings to every song. Griffin has opened for icons like Diana Ross and Patti LaBelle, and her hit single Wonderful has garnered international recognition. In addition to her music career, Teresa is a philanthropist, empowering young adults through her nonprofit organization. Stay tuned for her upcoming events, including performances in New Jersey, Portugal, and Chicago. For more information, visit Teresa Griffin's website and follow her on social media.
Colorado Rural Health Center sounds alarm over proposed cuts to rural health. The Colorado Rural Health Center is strongly opposing the Trump administration's proposed FY 2026 budget, which includes drastic cuts to vital safety net programs in rural Colorado. CRHC CEO Michelle Mills emphasized the importance of federal funding for rural healthcare, calling it an investment in thriving communities. The proposed budget would eliminate key programs like the State Office of Rural Health, FLEX, and SHIP, which provide essential support to rural healthcare facilities. With 21 rural Colorado hospitals operating at a loss, these cuts could lead to facility closures. CRHC urges full funding for these programs to ensure sustainable healthcare in rural communities. To learn more about advocating for rural healthcare sustainability, contact the Colorado Rural Health Center at web@ruralhealth.org. All Things Are Possible Foundation to celebrate outstanding high school seniors with 2025 scholarship awards. All Things Are Possible Foundation, ATTAPEP, is proud to announce the recipients of its 2025 scholarship awards, recognizing exceptional high school seniors who are making a positive impact in their communities. ATAP will award a total of $8,500 in scholarships to 5 outstanding students at its annual scholarship award lunch on Saturday, May 17, 2025 at 11 a.m. at the Borough Epicenter in Willingboro, NJ. Since its founding, ATAP Foundation has been dedicated to empowering youth across Burlington County through academic enrichment, athletics, the arts, and community awareness. This year's scholarship honorees include Mika Ice, Derek Tyndall, David A. Watson Jr., Maya Morton, and Aiden J. Smiley. These young leaders are poised to make meaningful contributions to their communities and beyond. Join ATAP Foundation in celebrating these scholars at the 2025 Scholarship Award Lunch and be inspired by the bright futures of tomorrow's leaders.
Senator Dave Cortese and Mother's Milk Bank California announced Senate Resolution 20, designating May as first ever California Human Milk Donation Month. Senator Dave Cortese and Mother's Milk Bank California have announced State Resolution 20, designating May as the first ever California Human Milk Donation Month. This resolution aims to emphasize the crucial role of donor human milk in enhancing infant health outcomes and address the growing demand for pasteurized donor human milk, PDHM. With only 2% of eligible donors currently donating breast milk, the need for more donors is urgent. The State of Human Milk Banking in California report highlights the increasing demand for PDHM, with a 30% rise in the past year. The goal is to raise awareness about the life-saving benefits of donor human milk and ensure every premature and medically fragile infant has access to this vital resource. Zarzuela Fest, a Hispanic lyric music celebration, a classical Spanish lyric concert. Boston Opera and Zarzuela presents Zarzuela Fest, a family-friendly concert showcasing well-known romanzas and ensembles of the Hispanic musical genre. Featuring international artists and supported by grants from the Boston Cultural Council and Cambridge Arts, This event aims to share the rich musical heritage of Zarzuela in Boston. RSVP for this classical Spanish lyric concert to experience the passion and beauty of this art form. Learn more about Boston Opera and Zarzuela's mission to enrich the cultural landscape and provide opportunities for singers of all backgrounds at bostonoperazarzuela.org.
Cancer support community SF Bay Area breaks ground on innovative support center boosted by anonymous donation match. Cancer support community San Francisco Bay Area broke ground on a new state-of-the-art cancer support center in Lafayette, CA, marking the final phase of their capital campaign rooted in resilience. With $2.6 million left to raise, the campaign has raised $30 million, including a $5 million anonymous donation match. This milestone event was attended by key figures like the mayor of Lafayette, Susan Candel, who praised CSC's impact on the community. The new facility, set on 6 acres near Lafayette Reservoir, will expand access to free supportive care programs, including counseling, support groups, and more. Donations are welcome to help complete this innovative center and double the impact of every dollar through the anonymous match.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.a24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.